Doctor Who, The Last Voyage, by Dan Abnett, read by David Tennant. A pink glow was flickering around the edges of the mirrored windows. Apart from that, there was absolutely no sense of them being in motion. There was no vibration, no tremble coming up through the deck under her feet. Nothing at all, in fact, except the distant background murmur of the transpositional engines. Sugar Macaulay thought that it was a bit of a disappointment, to be honest. Given the unimaginable distances they were travelling and the mind-blowing velocities involved, she felt that there really ought to be something more spectacular to show for it than a flickering pink glow around the edges of the windows. Sugar adjusted her uniform. Novilunar Corporation's design division had gone for a retro, quasi-military meets baton twirler look. Marketing said it accented the refined and genteel lines of the passenger salons and spoke of a halcyon age of travel. That was all very well, but the scarlet hussar-cut coat was made of a scratchy neo-weave material, and the winged chrome helmet refused to sit up straight on her head. She blinked twice to summon up her lashboard, the little retinal hololink that kept her data synced. She checked the time on her body clock display. They had been in transit for almost an hour, which meant the trip was just about two-thirds done. Sugar blinked her lashboard away again and surveyed the executive class salon of the ship. No, not a ship, Sugar. Not a ship. An interstitial transposition vehicle. Get it right, she told herself. Novilunar was very hot on product identity. This was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?